And welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can also find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and that is where you will find, if you haven't seen the talking cat, my favorite talking cat video ever. And it's hysterical. And it's the cutest. And the voice is so cute. The little kitty's eyebrows. And Beth, I know you saw it because you commented on how cute the voice is. And I would love, 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 love to have Nathan play it for you. But we can't. Because the kitty swears a couple times.
Yeah, we would have
He'd have to beep the cat. So anyway, if you wanna hear this little cat talking, it is the funniest thing. It's so well done. So well done. If you want a nice chuckle, huh, Beth?
We can bleep it.
We'd have to bleep it a couple of times, but anyway, it's just really cute. So check out the Facebook there, and you will then find the post about the PER Act that I just told you all about. And then, just so you know, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary, anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, as usual now at the 11 o'clock time, we are joined by Merritt and Beth Clifton, the powers that be behind animals24-7.org. And they're just my wealth of information these days. And I just love, love, love you guys, and count on you to know everything about everything that has to do with animals. And so when we were on the break, because this PER Act business that came out from Susan Thixton and truthaboutpetfood.com that we really need to be paying attention to just came out last night. And I was going to email Merritt and Beth about it, but I decided not to because I knew that they might be up all night looking at stuff or what. Anyway, we just talked about it now when they came before we're on air here to find out. And wouldn't you know, of course, Merritt knows about legislation and all that sort of stuff. So you guys are now aware of the PER Act and can check all of that out and maybe help publicize it. But I was really nervous about it because it's in committee right now in the House. And they're wanting us to call our committee members. But Merritt, Since you know all that, would you just explain to us what's going on with Congress right now and what we need to know about that?
We're about a week or 10 days from the pre-election congressional recess. So any bill that's in committee right now with less than about 235 co-sponsors has no chance of advancing and being added. In this case, it would be added to the farm bill. The farm bill, any action on that is likely to be deferred till the new Congress, is seated. There is a budget session after the election. It's usually very brief, and the only way that any new legislation that has not cleared committee would be added would be as a rider, possibly a stealth rider, but it would have to be added by one of the top 10 members of Congress in terms of seniority and influence to have a chance to get by from the House floor.
All
So
right.
I would say whatever's going to happen on this, it's not going to happen in what's left of this congressional session.
Okay. Now, do you think still is it a good idea for us to be calling our representatives and saying, "Hey, dump this bill?"
Well, you got to make sure your representative is going to be in the same position after the election.
Ah, okay. Well, then, now that you know about that, you're going to check it out. Beth was looking at. Will you keep us informed about the progress on this thing?
I can look at it, yeah, read
Cool.
it, see who's
All right.
sponsoring it.
Fantastic. All right. So there is so much going on with animals everywhere that I guess we should probably follow up with the biggest things. Now we got all kinds of information from Eileen and Help Animals India. She's updated us on all the Kathmandu and Nepal flooding and those animals and all of that. And so we're all good there. But now we're in the aftermath of the Hurricane Helene in our country and all of that. And I know we found out last week when you guys were on with us that Beth, you have family in Florida and so forth. What do we need to know about what's going on? Just help needed with the animals, or how's it working?
Well, the worst thing is Hurricane Milton is tracking to follow pretty much the same path.
Oh shoot, I totally forgot about that. I saw that yesterday that there was another storm. So there really is another storm coming in on the same path.
And there, Hurricane Milton is even projected
oh,
to be possibly a Category 5, which would be
holy moly.
above Category 4. Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Katrina back in 2005 were Category 4. That's bad enough. Category 5, there's never been a Cat 5 that has hit the US mainland.
Wow.
So,
So they could get dumped all over again. Hey, prayers would be nice, folks, to talk to the weather angels and say, "Hey, maybe could you move that off a little bit?"
all the way from South Florida could be affected to Central North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah, we won't know for another couple of days where exactly it's going to hit. But all the organizations that survived Helene could really get mauled by Milton. And
Wow.
they're just in the beginning phase of the dig out.
Well, yeah, and like Eileen was telling us about the like all there a number of animal shelters in Nepal that Help Animals India helped support. She said not only did they have to move everybody out because of the landslides and the mud, but the shelters, were run over by the mudslides and stuff, and they've been destroyed. So is that did that same kind of thing happen in our country with Helene?
Fortunately not. We know of only one shelter, Brother Wolf in Asheville, that was destroyed. Others had relatively light damage, but it was like somebody was looking out for the animal shelters because all the major animal shelters in the region, except Brother Wolf, survived relatively intact and have been able to join
Oh,
in
thank you.
the disaster relief effort. Now, Hurricane Milton's a whole other ball game. We don't know what's going to happen with that yet.
Estimate of when the timing on this, when's it it's
Wednesday
how
night.
okay, so coming up right away. All right, so we pay
Wednesday.
attention and gear up your prayers, everybody. I mean it's the one thing at least we can do. Anyway, okay, so They're still digging out. I'm sure that lots of help is needed, and there may be another one coming along, so we need to pay attention to that.
There's a lot
Any
of cooperation going on too between the medium, smaller shelters. The big organizations are doing what they always do best, which is
Right.
saying they're there, but they're probably not.
We've had so
Oh,
much experience all over
uh-oh.
the years.
Now,
But
isn't that
meanwhile,
interesting? Now, did I hear that right? You said the bigger animal organizations are, you said, are doing what they usually do, which is saying they're there, but they're really not. Holy
generate a lot of
mackerel, that sounds like a whole show we need to do or something.
The only disaster that I remember covering where I actually saw the big organizations there doing what they were supposed to do was Katrina. Under
Okay, because that's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
Dave Pauly with HSUS coordinated rescue operations for New Orleans, and he did a bang-up job, as he always does. But other than that, I've been to a lot of disaster areas, and we see the things on the web and all the rest of that, we wonder where the hell are these guys? They're not here. But
Wow.
that was the exception. Katrina was the exception.
And
They were
sharing
all
old
there.
rescue photos, that's another trick.
Oh, yeah. We're
Oh,
seeing that
posting
now.
photographs that aren't of the current disaster. They're from old file
And
stuff.
sometimes not even from a disaster in the US. And nowadays they're made up by AI.
But anyway, with or without them, the other the local organizations, and donate locally and donate after doing your research and finding out about them. But they're really chipping in to try to help each other, and that's a
Wonderful.
great thing.
Yeah, we did an article this last week about the pig sanctuaries, which are the concentration of pig
Yeah.
sanctuaries in the U.S. is mostly in the Southeast, and they're a small sector. They're infinitesimally small relative to the pet sector in the U.S.
But there's still a lot of them.
But there's about 30 of them in that area, and they are
Wow.
really pitching in, helping each other,
Wow.
moving generators and food and all those kinds of things. And piggies are not something that you can pack up and move up to a shelter up north like they do with the dogs and cats. They have to be taken
Right.
care of where they are.
Oh, that makes sense.
One
Wow.
rescue had 150 pigs.
Oh my.
I mean, we're talking a lot of pigs.
Yeah, well, we've got one pig rescue, here, in Stanwood,
Right.
and Judy's place, Pigs Peace Sanctuary.
That's an outstanding operation. I visited it.
Oh yeah, they're great. Yeah, and, I've featured them over the years, and I've actually been there, and and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, great place. But we have one. They've got 30 down there in that area.
It's called Pig's Peace.
The
Right.
yeah.
Right.
For the
Right.
audience, they may want to know that.
Yeah, Pig's Peace Sanctuary. So now anything else big deal going on right now that we need to know about?
Well, there's always things going on with the wolves and the big cats.
Well, the wolf thing, that's where I want to go, but I'm just making sure there isn't any other big disaster animal stuff going on that we need to talk about before I bring up the wolf thing you just
Well, there was
did.
also a dog attack that you asked us
Oh,
about.
that's right. We have a follow-up from last week. Okay, so what we had, what was this is here in our state, and was it what, an 81-year-old woman? Was
The
that?
victim was Nancy Ann Punches, 91 years old, who was killed by her own two German shepherds. The backstory on that is she was a breeder of American foxhounds who got into trouble for neglect about a dozen years ago, and by court order was only allowed to keep two dogs. Apparently, she chose to keep these two German shepherds who killed her. And that's really about all we know about that. She's somebody who had a very good reputation, was an American Kennel Club show judge earlier in life. But as she grew older, she apparently was unable to adequately look after her foxhounds. The court took those away. She was allowed to keep two dogs, and she kept two dogs
Yeah.
that eventually killed her.
Well, that, yeah, it's still, it just, I just have, I, it doesn't make any sense to me. German shepherds are not a breed that are known for killing their owners, sort of thing. You know, there are other breeds of dogs, of course, and we're going to do a whole show about all this aggression stuff and dogs and all that, the research you've done and coordinating all this stuff that is absolutely amazing me. But we're going to talk about, but at anyway, at this point, it's just not German shepherds. You know, if they'd been, you know, canine corsos or, you know, pit bulls or, you know, some of the ones that are more a lot, even Rottweilers would be, but German shepherds. And then you say, okay, this woman was very well known or respected in the industry.
Well,
way
she was
back.
Well known. We don't know about.
Or well, well, you don't respect, but anyway, and then, but then got in trouble for neglect and abuse and then got, you took dogs take. So we know things weren't right there, but you know, for something to happen, that they two these two dogs end up killing, there had to be something really horrible going on in that situation.
Fifth trainer has been killed this year by dogs.
How many?
Fifth.
The
We've had
fifth
five so far this year. Out of so far this year, I believe it's 59 total victims of fatality. So it's almost 10% this year have been trainers, and that's very unusual.
There were some last year too.
Yeah, there's a couple every year, but 5 in 1 year is a lot. But the other thing to take note is her age. And German shepherds are about 4 times more likely than the average dog, according to our data, to kill somebody. Now, pit bulls are 11 times and Rottweilers at 10 times. So they're down the scale. The average dog, not the bottom, but the average in terms of risk among big dogs, is a Labrador or Golden Retriever. And then the bottom of the scale, the ones where there are no fatal attacks and actually no life-threatening maulings that we've had on record now in 42 years, are the Setters, zero, and the Pointer class, where we've had a couple of maulings but no fatalities.
Huh, interesting. Well, anyway, thanks for at least following up on that case. And at least we know that, yeah, there was something, just something wasn't really right in that situation. But that's probably all we'll know. We'll never really know exactly what happened. Now, we've got to take care of advertisers. We might as well stay on schedule and do that. And then, short of anything else you need to talk about, I want to talk about one of the subjects closest to my heart, because I just, you guys put out this great article by this wolf guy. And anyway, it's really, we just have to talk about it. So we'll do that straight ahead after we take care of our advertisers. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. We're talking wolves in a moment right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me. Talk Cosmos Sunday, September 6th at 1 p.m. about October's 4 basic lunar phases. The Kaleidoscope Visions panel starts with a Libra solar eclipse, and week by week, each phase adds to our story, rebirthing a new start. Please come journey with us. Talk Cosmos this Sunday, September 6th, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, yo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We did hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we'll be talking to them shortly at the bottom of the hour here. We're talking meditation today for us human animals, so that'll be fun. Anyway, we are in the middle of a conversation with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. Please get on and join the newsletter and make a donation if you can, because I swear you guys work 24/7 on this stuff. And you put out a great post this week that really got my attention, because let's see, managing wolf hatred was the just, you know, the wolves are have a big part of my heart. And I, you know, things sort of just happen in my life sometimes because of who I am and what I do. Anyway, I ended up, I don't think you two know this, I ended up living with a pack of what I called my wolf Odies. And Dad was an Arctic wolf with a little German shepherd. Mom was a coyote hybrid. And I ended up with both of them, who I rescued, and then I ended up with litters of puppies, with this coyote hybrid that was not social. And anyway, and I ended up, you know, moving. We made a den, and I birthed them, and all that. Anyway, so I lived with this pack of wolf Odies for about 20 years or so, and I learned so much from these animals, and what incredible animals. Anyway, I love wolves, and I think they get a really bad rap, and the hybrids too. They're, and see, and that's another thing we need to talk about, because they're very predictable. It's domestic dogs that are the problems. The wolves are very predictable and wonderful animals. But anyway, I've always, you know, been disturbed by the fact that, you know, wolves became extinct and all of that. And, you know, and I've watched the stories of them being brought back in and reintroduced and all of that. And my thought and my feelings all along, Beth and Merritt, through this, have kind of been, you know, we're bringing them back in. The same thing's just going to happen all over again. Everybody's going to be mad, and everybody hates them and want to kill them and all of this. There has to be a better plan. If it's going to work, something needs to change in terms of the understanding of humans and the way this is all handled. And that never happened. But it's happening now. I mean, that's what, who is this guy? It's, you know, Managing Wolf Hatred by Robert Schmidt is the article. And did you just, is this is just, you published his article on this? So tell us about this.
He sent it in yesterday morning, but he's been a reader right from the very beginning. He's a recently, very recently retired professor of wildlife ecology at Utah State University in Logan, Utah. And over his years in the field, he's developed some differences of opinion with the mainstream wildlife management establishment. He pretty much subscribes to a live and let live philosophy. And he opposes further reintroductions of wolves, but he supports allowing wolves to go basically wherever they're able to migrate to and establish self-sustaining populations. And he believes that they don't need any help per se, just protection to reestablish themselves pretty well everywhere wolves belong, in the Rockies and the Sierras and Cascades, maybe.
And not necessary to reintroduce them.
Yeah, they will find their own way. We're talking about.
So I have to say that I totally agreed with what he said about, you know, that we intentionally bringing wolves back in, but the natural evolution and migration, that can be allowed. But the big, huge wake up for me when he says, and you put it in quotes in black, hate is learned behavior. And then, of course, then my mind went, this doesn't just apply to wolves.
No.
What else is going on in this country right now? There's one side that's trying to make us hate.
Right.
And it's succeeding with many people. But anyway, so there's major lessons for humans here in this article. This Robert guy is incredible. Hate is learned behavior. So he talks all about this. And with the wolves. And then he's got three strategies for the next century. And what we need, wolf management specialists cannot be good at trapping or shooting wolves. But he you know, no more reintroductions, avoid making enemies. And then he's got a whole plan here for, you know, the wolf management and working with, you know, ranchers and farmers and the wolves and all of that. But I was just so delighted to read this. A, there's like major lessons and learning for us humans about all kinds of other things. If we can just get a handle on that, hate is learned behavior. Okay. That's so important. It's a really important message. But then in the understanding, so everybody, if you haven't had a reason to go to animals24-7.org and sign up for the newsletter, now's your reason to do this. You've got to read this article about the wolves. And like I said, it's helpful for human management as well. Anyway, I really thank you for putting this together for him. And I was thinking that... you know, down the line, I didn't know how well you knew this guy, but you said he's been a reader, and then he just sent you this article. Maybe we could arrange. We ought to do a show with him sometime.
Well,
you know,
take his information and send him your information.
Yeah. But we really ought to do a show with him and help him share all this stuff, because, like I said, I think there's huge human ramifications from what he's teaching as well. But finally, someone, I think, has come up with a plan, you know, to really start working out the issues, because otherwise we're just, you know, rinse and repeat. And we're going to, you know, and everybody's going to want to kill all the wolves and make them extinct again. And so anyway. But thank you for that. And golly, I've over-talked our time, but I really want to thank you again for the great work that the two of you do. And I'll look forward to anything more you can let us know about the PER Act. And then we'll follow through with the wolf guy. But everyone, you need to support Merritt and Beth Clifton. Get on animals24-7.org. Make a donation. I'm going to do that. I've got to set up a regular donation, and I keep forgetting to do it, but I've got to do that.
I appreciate that. But send it to the hurricane victims and the animals.
Well, maybe this month, but you guys so deserve it. You just are doing wonderful work. Anyway, thank you so much for all that you do. And gosh, we didn't get to see Henry Rooster and the lovely Arabella chicken and of course your wonderful kitty and a dog friend,
Eddie.
And all of that. Eddie, yes, anyway, so say hi to all the animals for us.
Thank you.
And you have a great Sunday afternoon. And thank you so much for all the work that you do. And we're going to calm down and meditate now.
Okay.
Okay. All right. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All righty then. I better clear myself here. Get myself in shape so that I don't blast Robin off the phone. Anyway, it is time to change gears here, and we're going to address the human animal. And our guest today from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, Robin Mathis, is back with us. Good morning, Robin, and welcome back to Animal World.
Oh, good morning. It's great to be here.
Hey, Robin, how are you doing?
Good, good.
All right.
Yeah, that was an interesting talk you just had. So anyway, I was listening. Very interesting.
Yeah, well, Merritt and Beth Clifton, they're animals24-7.org, and I swear that they are working 24-7 to cover all of the animal stuff that happens anywhere in this country and the world.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's wonderful.
But just this wonderful work that they just published, they send out a wonderful newsletter about this Robert guy about, you know, the wolf management. That's what we were just talking about. But it was so good because it's good for humans. And when I saw the headline, because they were talking about, you know, how people hate wolves, you know, ranchers and farmers and all of that. And this is in quotes that hate is learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
You know, what better way to start to realize that and start changing ourselves than to be able to calm down and get still and get right with ourselves? And isn't one of the best ways to do that is meditation, isn't it, Robin?
Well, you know, and also, like, with meditation, we start to feel our oneness with nature instead of feeling separate.
Yeah.
So that's such a beautiful thing that starts to happen, you know, and so we expand our consciousness. And that is really one of the main things that happens, you know, with meditation, when we sit in the silence. And it just can, you can have that change even with just 10 minutes a day of meditation, 5 minutes.
Well, I was going to say, let's start with, you know, because you teach meditation at Ananda, right?
Correct. Yes.
And I think you've got something coming up here. I think we've got a class, a meditation class or something come up that we'll get to eventually. But I'm just wondering, who should meditate? Old people, young people, kids, adults? I mean, anybody?
You know, it's so anybody. In fact, I have a class right now I'm teaching, and I've got a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old in the class who came with their dad, which is so fun.
How are they doing, 12 and 16? How are they doing in the class?
They're loving it. They are loving it. And they're using some of the techniques already, you know, to just help with school and help with sports.
Wow.
You know, because these techniques are so interesting. They work on three levels. They work physically to calm you down. You get much more relaxed, you know, de-stress. And then you can concentrate and focus so much better if you're a meditator. And then, of course, spiritually, it's that expansion piece where you connect with your higher self and your higher consciousness. So it's just amazing that it works on all of those levels.
Yeah, yeah, that's really wonderful. And so, you know, for folks to say, well, I don't have time to meditate, you know, how much do people need to meditate to have it help them at all?
Well, what happens is the more you meditate, the more you like to meditate. So it's like a positive flywheel. So we always say, look, just give it 5 minutes. And then if you start, I had a lady actually who did start with 5 minutes. And it made her feel so good. She was like, well, I think I'll do a little bit longer tomorrow. And every day it got longer and longer until, you know, she was doing 30 minutes. So it just, and also I noticed my students, if they miss a day, they'll feel differently. They're more reactive. They get stressed out more easily. And so it's just like, wow, I can tell I didn't meditate today. I really need to. So, you know, it happens pretty quickly that you feel the difference.
All right. So, but people can get started, you know, saying I don't have time really isn't an excuse, because you can do it for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
To start with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recommend meditating once a day, twice a day, in the morning, at night, both? What do you normally recommend?
I recommend, of course, it's got to work for people's schedule, what's worked for their life, you know, of course. And ideally, I mean, this is ideally, it'd be nice to do, you know, maybe 5 minutes in the morning, 5 or 10, and at night, because it kind of like sets you up for that whole day of being calm. And we have techniques that we teach where you can even just watch your breath during work, or, you know, you're sitting at a stoplight and you can just start watching the breath. So we teach these really beautiful time-tested yoga techniques that have been around forever. And so you can bring it into your, you know, help you be more calm during your day and your work day, as well as your set meditation time, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So when we take a meditation class, it isn't necessarily just learning the practice of meditation. You were talking about watching your breath and breathing. So there are and other things that are taught. So what are some of the other things that you teach in this meditation class?
We teach these things are called pranayama, where you learn how to control your energies or controlling your breath. So we teach these techniques, these breathing techniques that help you just calm down, because we have to calm down a little bit and calm our body before we can even start to meditate, right? Mm-hmm. So we teach that. And then we have a very a beautiful technique that really brings peace. That's where you're really watching the breath, and we add a mantra. And then that leads us into sitting in silence. So that's kind of the whole piece of how we teach meditation.
Yeah, and I have to tell you something funny. One of our regulars here on the air is Dr. Nels Rasmussen, and he does neuroenergetic balancing for animals and humans. Mm-hmm. And it's a light fingers-on energetic healing modality, and he's quite gifted, and he's been doing the show for years. Well, he started doing some Zoom classes for free. And one of them he did last month that I took was teaching us humans how to reset our nervous systems and calm ourselves down.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now meditation wasn't involved, but in the class when we're, you know, I was taking this class on Zoom with him and learning this technique that he does, it builds into physical body postures that you do. Combined with affirmation, which could be a mantra, you know, and some breathing. Okay.
Yeah.
But what really got me is when the process he started us with to get in to this whole technique regimen he was giving us to reset our nervous systems and calm ourselves down, it started with breathing exercise.
There, I know, and deep breathing is so, they say that is more effective to help calm anxiety and stress than anything else.
Well, this was controlled breathing, though, like, you know, controlled breathing. And I almost interrupted the class and said, well, this is the kind of breathing we do before we meditate and stuff.
Exactly.
You know, so this breath business is really serious. It you can do a lot when you learn breathing techniques and how to control your breath and so forth.
Exactly. And it's so interesting. You control your breath, and then when we watch the breath, we just don't control it at all.
That sometimes, you know, gives you something to do, and it helps you still your mind.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It helps you still your mind. And when you're watching the breath, you can feel, and I even have had students have this happen like pretty quickly. As you watch the breath, it gets quieter and quieter, and then you can go into your center. So that's where our breath leads us, into our center and into our higher consciousness.
Okay, well, we're going to leave us right now for a moment anyway, because we have to take care of advertisers one more time before the show is over. So Robin's going to stay with us. We're going to take care of advertisers. We'll come back and find out. I think Robin's got a meditation class coming up. I think there's a way that you can learn all this stuff, and we'll find all about all of that straight ahead here. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and all about meditation straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our NuPro supplements. You can find them online at NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins. Best dog supplement, makes great gravy. Your dogs will love it, and it keeps their hair on their bodies until you brush it off. Great stuff. If you can't find the NuPro supplements at your pet store, you can get them all on Amazon. And of course, our sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline, is available, has room for new clients right now. She can work with you in person in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and the it's just such a blessing to be there. Or remotely, check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. And check out Nels Rasmussen. You heard me talking about him with Robin again. HealingMinistryForAnimals.com is where you go to join the private group so you can take the free classes with him as well. And know that he and Sister Linda will be in the studio 2 weeks from today. Next week, Natasha's here. We're switching up the schedule. All righty. And if you know anybody needs help with their dog friends and solving problems, I need some business. So take my phone number and tell anybody you know that's got problems with their dogs. I'll talk to them for free on the phone and set up a session if they would like to work with me. And I usually only have to see people once and solve problems pretty darn fast. So give me a call at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty, we are back to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and Rhonda, Robin Mathis is here. Good morning again, Robin. And gosh, tell us about the meditation class that's coming up.
Oh, yes. So we have one starting. It's called a Course in Meditation. It's starting this Tuesday, October 8th, and it's from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and it's in-person and online. And in-person, it's going to be at the Ananda Bothell Temple and, of course, you know, online. So that's a nice option. So
this class is starting this Tuesday. So perfect timing here.
Right.
And you can join in person at the Blue Lotus Temple, which is on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area. It's just right close to 405. The wonderful thing, since the pandemic, pretty much all the classes Ananda does now are hybrid, and you can do them either way. So you can join in person or you can do it on Zoom. That's just so easy. And I would imagine, Robin, if people want to come in person, if there's that 1 week where you can't get there, they can join online.
Right. And we also record the classes. So if you totally we just send you the video of the class.
All right, if you can't attend, that's great. And it starts this Tuesday evening from 6:30 to 8. How long is it? Just one night? Is it a series of classes or what?
This is our longer class. It's 8 weeks, so we go pretty deep and really study a lot of the different parts of the yoga techniques of meditation. So it's a great class. And we really want to help you to really develop your own meditation practice through this class. And you have support of like-minded friends. You know, we develop some community and really support each other.
Well, and for 8 weeks, that's a good period of time to establish a good routine.
Exactly. And it's so nice to have that support. People say it's just hard to do on their own, you know. Just get an app and do it by yourself. Lots of people really, really like the group meditation and that sort of thing.
So it's called A Course in Meditation, but then you said that you go in depth and teach a lot of yogi principles and so forth. But I know a lot of people, when they hear yoga, they think Hatha yoga, the physical body postures. But yoga in general covers a lot of territory, and there are different kinds of yoga. I'm wondering, in this course of meditation, are you talking about yoga principles unrelated to the physical body postures, or are you teaching some of that as well?
Well, we don't teach like yoga postures. I know what you're talking about.
Right. But that's what I wondered. That's what I wanted to clarify for folks.
No.
So it's not the yoga. It's not yoga body postures. This is yoga principles related to meditation. Is that
correct?
Better?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I guess we say the word yoga because, you know, yoga really means divine union. Yoga means connecting with your higher self. So, that's why we use that word. But, yes, these are time-tested techniques for, like we said before, relaxing the body, breathing, observing the breath, going into silence, all of that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And that's, you know, because there's different kinds of yoga, like I just told you that Hatha yoga is the physical body postures, but there's also Raja yoga and Kriya yoga. Those relate more to meditation, I think, though. Would exactly. you agree? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Those are completely, yeah, that they, it's almost like the postures get you ready to meditate. And we actually teach a lot of yoga at Ananda, you know, where you
right.
do the physical postures. But the classes I'm talking about are really where you learn to meditate.
Yeah, yeah. So, but if you were thinking, oh, I don't want to take a yoga body posture class. Well, that's not what this is. This is about meditation and the type of or form of yoga that applies to meditation, not to the physical body postures. But you can also take that too, because we've got, you know, lots and lots of yoga classes going on at Ananda.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, I'm glad you made that distinction because it is confusing for people. You know, we throw around that term yoga a lot. But, yeah, this is definitely the kind of yoga to learn how to meditate.
So when during the class, it's an hour and a half class. Mm-hmm. So is that all instruction time or do you have time to meditate or how kind of does the class work?
Well, so what we start is we want to, as I said, build community. So everybody asks questions, and we should do a lot of sharing. And we have a different theme every week. And we do some relaxation. And then we have at least a half an hour of a guided meditation together because
okay.
it is a longer class.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So you aren't left on your own, even when you're starting this. You know, you're guided through the meditation.
Exactly.
So sounds like mm-hmm. real easy. Now, you did say, before we wrap up here, you said in the class you've got going now, you've got a dad came with two kids, and a 12 and a 16-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing really well and loving the class and already using the techniques in their school and so forth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish I would have liked to have learned all of this when I was very young. What do you think is the youngest age that kids would be able to handle a class like this?
Oh, golly. I would say more like 10 years old. Not, it'd be hard for little ones because, you know, that's a long time.
I wouldn't think so.
But still.
You know, think probably by about 10 and that they it might work real well for them.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You know, like little middle schoolers or something. It's just a long time to sit.
Wonderful.
Especially for half an hour. Not a guided
All
meditation,
right.
but...
Okay, well, that sounds good. So the class is coming up, folks. It's Course in Meditation. Starts this Tuesday, October 8th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway, the Canyon Park area. It's 8 weeks long, but you can come in person every week, or you can join online on Zoom every week. That's also will be recorded, and so you can watch it at a later time and date if you need to. And what should people do to sign up for the class, Robin?
They need to go to anandawashington.org, and you can sign up online or call the temple. You can just look up Ananda Washington, and then you could call, or as I said,
yeah, and let's see. Let's see if I temple number is 425-806-3700.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's correct. Oh, hey, look, so my memory's doing okay. You can call to register 425-806-3700 or go to anandawashington.org and you can sign up on the website.
And can I mention two other things really quickly? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
There's another class called Learn to Meditate, which is just four weeks, and it's a daytime class from 1 to 2, and that's also on the website. So that's some folks might prefer a daytime class. And one more thing is,
wait, because when you say the Learn to Meditate, you said 1 to 2 o'clock, but is that a class starting soon?
Not till November, November 6th.
Okay, November, okay. So the Learn to Meditate will start in November, and then that will be a four-week class, and it's on a weekday. Do you know the day of week?
It's on Wednesdays.
Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m. Okay, and then there was another one?
You know, we have our East-West bookshop we have opened again in Edmonds.
Yeah, we talk about that often.
And there's a meditation class there from 6 to 7.
Oh, okay, great.
So that's kind of exciting for people who live in Edmonds, and you get to see.
All right, so if you're in Edmonds and looking for a meditation class, East West Bookshop has got them going now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. All right, Robin, you've been a wealth of information. Thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I look forward to the next time we get to chat. And please say hi to everybody that I know if you're at the temple.
Okay, and, I will. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And have a great Sunday afternoon. It's bright and sunny out here. I assume it is in where you are, too. Have a great
beautiful day.
And thanks for joining us. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. That's going to wrap us up for another week. See, next week is the second Sunday of the month with a change. We are switching the second and third Sundays. So next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Human or Animal Loved Ones on this side or the other, and Intuitive Readings with Natasha. So I hope you will plan to join us next week and plan to call in with your questions for either of us or a personal reading with Natasha. We'd love to chat with you. And then the third Sunday, that'll be 2 weeks from today, will be our healing show with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. And we want to think good thoughts for Nathan's carpet, but also happy birthday to Nathan.
Thank you again.
So have a wonderful birthday afternoon, Nathan. And the Seahawks, I think, start pretty soon, maybe 1 o'clock or so. Do they?
It is at 1:25.
1:25. So I'm going to check in and see if I can't help the Seahawks. Sometimes they do better if I'm not watching. Anyway, happy birthday, Nathan. See you next week. And everybody have a great afternoon. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.